last Sunday night, I announced I'd be preaching about hell. And after the service, a young man from Vancouver, Canada, came to see me backstage with another young man. He'd come down here purposely. He works with street people in Vancouver. Came down purposely just to be a part of what God is doing here in Times Square Church. And he said, "Brother Wilkinson, you're preaching on hell next Sunday night. I'll be this one of the reasons God sent me here." And he rolled up his sleeve and he had a bodysuit on. And he opened his shirt. His bodysuit covered him here in his arms and he rolled it back. A bodysuit is a skin-toned covering. He was burned over 80% of his body. He pulled it over and it was just terrible. He said, 80% of my body. He said, last year, I got a job in an oil field in Canada. And there were 10 on this rig. And he said, he'd tried to serve the Lord. In fact, I wrote it down and I want to make sure that I get everything just as he told me. 80% of his body was covered. And he said, "Brother Wilkinson, I've just got to tell you, I worked there for 2.5 weeks. And he said, I was going to leave the next day. I was about to quit. It was ungodly. These men were so ungodly. They cursed. It was just awful. And he said, I was going to quit the next day. But the day before I quit, we were in the mess hall. And he was witnessing to a young man. And the boy sitting next to him stood up and he said, 'Don't give me any of that Jesus garbage. I don't want to hear it. I don't want anybody to give me this Jesus junk. Just shut up.' And he was angry at the very mention of the name of Jesus. The next day, in fact, this boy already had his bags packed. They're out at the rig and there was an explosion. All 10 of them were burnt severely. 2 of them were killed, burnt to a crisp. Just burned up. And this young man was burned over 80% of his body and he was running away from the fire. And the young man who'd cursed him said, 'I don't want to hear the name of Jesus.' He saw him laying there, his hands, I mean, he was charcoal, black. And he was crying, 'Help, help.' And this young man pulled him away from the fire. And that boy was about to die. He was going to die within 3 or 4 seconds. And you know what the last thing he said? In fact, this young man said, 'Brother Dave, all you could see was the white of his eyes and the blue. Everything else was black. His hands were, I mean, he was just frozen up.' And you know what the last thing he said? 'Do I still have a nose? I feel my nose is gone.' He died saying, 'Do I still have a nose?' And he knew he was dying. Went out into hell thinking of his nose. And that young man was taken to the hospital, spent 3 months in the hospital. And he said, 'Brother Dave, there was no drugs. They gave me the most powerful drugs and it couldn't stop the pain.' He said, 'They had to take skin off my scalp to put on my face.' He said, 'In fact, the only good skin he has is on his hands and his face. And only on 20% of his body.' And he said, 'Brother Dave, for 3 months, in fact, first 2 months, I had visions of hell every night.' He said, 'Don't tell me there's no pain in hell. Don't tell me there's no literal fire. God was showing me.' He said, 'God put such a fear in my heart. I know there's a living hell. I know there's an eternal hell.' He said, 'I just tasted of it. I tasted of it,' he said. 'And I didn't want to go to bed at night because I thought, well,' he was thinking of all the compromises in his life. He's thinking every way he'd turn away from the Lord and how careless he'd been. But he didn't want to go to sleep. And suddenly one night he said, 'Oh God, I can't take it anymore.' And the Lord came down and he said, 'Have you confessed your sins?' 'Yes.' 'Are you going to rely on me? Are you going to trust me?' 'Yes.' 'Then go to sleep.' And he went to sleep and all the nightmares of hell were gone.